The journey from the Mishkan in the Midbar to the Beis HaMikdash, to Bayis Rishon in Yerushalayim, was a fascinating journey. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, which that's the name that the Rambam calls the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just the holy house, it's Beis HaBchira, it's the chosen house. The Rambam tells us a little bit of a history, which Bechlal, every time that Rambam speaks history in Sefer Hayad, you have to realize that everything that the Rambam says is Negeya La'alocha. The Rambam is not a history book. The Rambam calls himself a Sefer Halochis Halochis. And therefore, if it's a Sefer Halochis, every part of the Sefer is Halocha. But the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, tells us the following thing. Kivon shenichnesu la'aretz, and I'm just going to say the rest in English. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, they set up a Mishkan in Gilgal for 14 years, because it took 14 years till they were koivish v'choylek, till they conquered and divided Eretz Yisrael. It took time. So they had a Mishkan in Gilgal. Once that happened, they came to Shiloh. Now, once they got to Shiloh, the Rambam says things started becoming a little bit more permanent. They built a house of avonim, of stones, and they spread over curtains on it, but it didn't have a roof. And for 369 years, the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and when Eli died, it got destroyed, and from there, the main place where the Shechina was in the city of Noiv, and they built over there a Mikdash, and when Shmuel passed away, it came to Givon, and over there they built the Beis HaMikdash, and from Givon it came to the Beis HaMikdash. And between Noiv and Givon, it was 57 years. So 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years in Shiloh, and 57 years in Noiv and Givon. Now, it's not just history. There's a lot of halachas that we can take from the fact that the Rambam puts this into the Sefer Halachas. For example, that there's an iser to copy certain parts of the Mishkan. And the Rebbe says included in that is the same thing as these mikdoshes, the temporary ones. They have the halachic getter of a mikdosh. But I want to point out something to you which you may not have taken into serious consideration. And that is, is it a technicality, the fact that the Mishkan went from wood and animals, chai and soimeach pretty much, because you had the curtains which were made from the skins of animals, which was chai. The krushim were made from soimeach, right? The trees that grow. And it went to avonim, it went to stones. Now most people will say that's a technical thing, because stones are more permanent. And being that the Mishkan was moving, you couldn't move stone, so they moved wood. However, as it got more permanent, we used stone. It's a technical thing. But the Rebbe teaches us that it wasn't technical at all. Beis HaMikdash, the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash, is that the Shekhinah should rest in this world. Doimim is the lowest part of Olam Hazeh. It's Doimim Tzameyachai Medaber. While the Shekhinah was coming down, it took time till the Shekhinah could enter the realm of Doimim. It first had to go through Tzemeach, Chai. After the Shekhinah was in the world more, and the world became a better Keli for the Shekhinah, therefore we were able to bring the Kedusha even into Doimim, even into Avonim. Avonim are Tetesh Steiner, dead stones. You don't see life. You don't see Kedusha. You see Moves, which is Klippa. And we're able to take Avonim and make a Dir Lo Yisbarich, make a Mishkan for the Eibishter. It's a Gevaldik Inyan. When you realize that as the Shechina rests more in the world, we're able to even elevate the Avonim. And when we speak about the Bayishlishi, we'll speak about an even lower category under Avonim that we're going to be able to elevate in the times of Mashiach. However, at this point, we are ready to talk about the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon, where we hear about the Bayis Rishon in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin. David HaMelech by now has conquered his enemies. Things are looking very good for Klal Yisrael. And the Navi told us that there was a king, Hiram. And this king Hiram, who actually we'll hear about, he actually donates the wood for the Bayis Rishon. He is a good friend of David. And he actually builds David a nice house out of wood. They had very good cedar trees. He builds David a nice house. And their vila, the Oren, is in a temporary tent. It's not in a proper home. So the Navi tells us that David HaMelech was bothered by this. And listen to what he says. Vayoymer HaMelech el Noson HaNavi. This is Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis of Shmuel Beis. The king calls in the Navi. The Navi's name was Nosson. And he says, Re'eina! I want you to see something. And I think everyone can identify with this pasuk, as we're all comfortable in our homes, in our dormitories, in our places of living. Listen to what he says. Anoichi yoyishei b'veis arozim. I'm sitting in a house, a beautiful house, out of cedar. In other words, I'm settled. I have a palace. Life is good. Right? Baruch Hashem. Yiddishkeit is good. V'arayinu aleikim yoyishei b'soicha yiriyah. And the Eibishter, he's up there sitting, the Aron is sitting in a temporary tent, in a curtain. Think about it for a moment, in our matzav now, that the Shechinah is in Golos, we're okay. We have to think for a second, we're sitting, Sheinu Rein, and the Aron Hashem is Yoshev B'Yiriyah, and David HaMelech is bothered. It's time to build a home for the Eibishter. And the Navi is very impressed that David cares so much. The Eibishter is very impressed. And Vayehi Balayla, who? And it was at that night, the Eibishter reveals himself to the Navi, Nosson, and he tells them, Ha'atotibnili bayis l'shifti, are you taka ready to build me a house? The time has come. Kilo yashafti bevayis. For all this time, when I took Yidden out of Mitzrayim, I still haven't had a home. Yidden traveled, and I don't have a home. And therefore, the Eibishter says, yes, I appointed David. I picked him up from a shepherd, and I made him a leader of Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to be with him. And yes, I do want a home, and I'm very impressed that he cared so much to want to build me a home. But there's going to be a problem. Not a problem, but a condition. That you're not going to be the one to build it. You're not going to be the one. I'm going to give you a son. And after I set up his kingdom, hu yivne bayis lishmi, he's going to build me a house. And he's going to set the Malchus Beis David. And the Eibishter uses a beautiful lashon. I will be like a father to him, and he will be my son. David HaMelech, a regular person, would feel terrible that doesn't have the schus. David HaMelech Adrabi did everything in his power. He gathered money and materials, and he made plans. And he spread the word that very soon after he passes away, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, there's a fascinating medrash. We say every day, every Shabbos, in Tillim, in Davening, we say that David HaMelech says, Samachti Boim Nimli, I'm very happy when they tell me. What are they telling David? Beis Hashem Neilech, that we're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But there's the obvious question. There was no Beis HaMikdash when David HaMelech was alive. So what was he happy about? What were they saying? So the Mefarshim explained that he heard people talking. And they were speaking to each other. And they said, when is David going to die so that his son can inherit him and build the Beis HaMikdash? Most people would be very insulted when they hear that. It's terrible. When are you going to die? But David HaMelech said, Samachti, I'm happy to hear that you didn't want the Beis HaMikdash so much. And as a matter of fact, one thing that the Eibishter gives David HaMelech at the end of Shmuel Beis, Perek of Dalit, we know that David HaMelech makes a certain calculation that he wants to count Klal Yisrael. And the Eibishter got very upset, and there was a big Magefa, and a third of Klal Yisrael passed away. And David HaMelech says, what can I do about it? And he says, I want you to go to Arabna HaYavusi. And he's going to buy the Mokim HaMikdash from this Yavusi. And David HaMelech went and he built there Mizbeach. And the Novi finishes off. Vayal Oiles Ushlomim. He brought up Oiles and Shlomim. And they davened, v'teyotzer ha-magefa me'al Yisrael, and the magefa stopped. But the point is, David HaMelech set everything in motion for the binyan she'asa Shloima. And tomorrow's shir, we're going to learn about a fascinating architectural addition that Shloima HaMelech put into the Bayis Rishon.